It is a done deal, but the deal to renovate Talking Stick Resort Arena in downtown Phoenix is a little different than originally pitched. Late yesterday, the Phoenix City Council voted 6-2 to approve a deal with the Suns to renovate the city-owned arena. KJZZ's Christina Estes has been following the story. She joins me now to talk not just about the new details, but also comments some people found disturbing during the meeting. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Mark.
So what happened during the public comment period yesterday?
Well, things were going along as normal. Speakers for and against the deal would step up to a podium, and a two-minute clock would start when they began speaking. The arguments were pretty much along the lines we'd heard before. Supporters saying the arena is an important economic driver for the city, and renovations will be funded through an existing tax on hotel rooms and rental cars. And then on the flip side, people saying the Suns need to fork over more money. And besides, the city could use those tax dollars to fund needed city services and programs. But one man had a perspective no one else did. Take a listen.
On August 13th, 1997, I walked into the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors auditorium and shot Mary Rose Wilcox over the baseball stadium tax matter.
That's Larry Naiman. He was convicted of attempted murder and served more than 10 years in prison for shooting then-county supervisor Mary Rose Wilcox. She had voted in favor of a sales tax to help fund what is now Chase Field, where the Diamondbacks play. And she was on the Phoenix Council when they created the tax to fund the arena. Here's the man who shot Wilcox, speaking just a few minutes after she urged the council to approve the deal.
You must let the public vote on this matter. If you go ahead and pass it, you're crossing a line, and it's equivalent to a bloody act of violence against the public.
Wow, Christina, how did the council respond to that?
Councilman Michael Nowakowski apologized to Mary Rose Wilcox for having to hear that, and former Councilman Michael Johnson expressed outrage. Johnson is a retired Phoenix police detective. He urged the council to direct the police department to review Naiman's comments to make sure there was no threat to them.
Wow, that sounds uncomfortable, I think, to say the least. Well, so let's move to the actual vote. It was 6-2 with Vice Mayor Jim Ware and Councilman Sal DiCicio voting against it. But Christina, didn't Councilwoman Vanya Guevara also say she was going to vote no?
She did. She voiced strong opposition last month. At that time, she said the $150 million the city was covering up front should be invested in West Phoenix, which is in her district, or toward ending homelessness or supporting early childhood education.
Well, so what changed?
Well, Guevara got her colleagues to go along with a change to the contract. It requires the Suns to commit at least $10 million this year in what's described as community benefits. That specifically includes about $2.5 million to offset cuts to the city's Head Start preschool program. Here's the councilwoman.
A few will invariably write some choice words about me for having changed my mind, and that's okay. As public officials, as people, we shouldn't be afraid to change our mind or maybe admit that initially we may have gotten it wrong.
All right, so Christina, any other changes to the original deal?
A couple things. First, Councilman Michael Nowakowski asked for one word to be changed in the contract. Basically, there was a line that read, the city may hire their own representative to monitor their expenses. Nowakowski got the word may changed to will.
I think it's so important that if we're going to pass this, that we need to have somebody that is on our payroll, making sure that our monies are being spent the way they should be spent, and that everything is on the up and up.
But Christina, the spending split has not changed, right? I mean, Phoenix still plans to contribute the initial $150 million for infrastructure like plumbing, electrical, mechanical systems, and the like, with the Suns covering $80 million plus overruns for things like suite upgrades and fan amenities?
That's right. The city will also contribute $25 million and the Suns about half that over the next dozen years to cover future repairs and renovations.
What about the Suns' new practice facility? That's a big selling point among supporters, estimated to cost between $25 and $50 million. Any word on where that'll be built?
Not yet. We just know it will be in Phoenix. After the vote, Suns managing partner Robert Sarver said he's ready to move forward on both the practice facility and the arena.
You know, we need to get this arena up to speed. I mean, we are the oldest, smallest arena, and we need to get rolling. And I've been putting off my partners and the commissioner as long as I can. And we need to get ourselves up to standard, because not only is it the Phoenix Suns, but we're just 1/30th member of the NBA. And the NBA has standards, and we got to get back to those standards. And I think we'll do that, and we'll get an all-star game here, and, you know, we'll be proud of it.
Work is scheduled to take place over the next three summers, which is during the Suns' offseason, but during the Phoenix Mercury's regular season. So they and the Arizona Rattlers will need to find another place to play.
And Christina, the deal will keep the Suns in downtown through 2037, right?
Well, unless they want to leave early. If they do, they could have to pay up to $200 million to the city.
All right, that's KJZZ's Christina Estes. Christina, thank you.
You're welcome.